This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Scranton, it's Rich kicking off the 11 o'clock hour. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Rich.
I just wanted to talk about the Jets. First, before I have a question about what do you think the Jets would trade up? What would they offer to get Mendoza? And would it be worth it to lose everything for getting a quarterback?
Well, where are the Jets sitting in regards to the number one overall
pick?
Right
now they're sitting four. But even if they went as high as even two or three, they said like Mendoza is such a high price that they might have to give up, trade their first round pick from 4-1 or 3-1. They give up their, right now it would be the 18th, and then maybe one of their second round picks. That's an awful lot when you need a lot of help.
Yeah, but if you get the quarterback, it's all worth it. Rich, regardless,
yeah, right.
Regardless of the capital, then, and it really, there's a number of factors there that comes into play, right? In terms of the cost value, what would it cost the Jets to move up, right? You know, say for argument's sake, it's the Giants. They've got their quarterback in Jackson Dart. Anyone that says otherwise has no idea what the hell they're talking about. But if you say the Giants end up with the number one overall pick, right? What's the bidding war? How many teams are interested in trying to move up to get a Mendoza, right? How many teams have fallen in love with him, right? So that's factor number one, right? Factor number two is where would the Giants be willing to move down to still get the caliber of player that they're looking for, right? That's factor number two. And then number three is whatever you give up, and I understand that there's nobody that likes draft picks more than the NFL fan. If you don't have the quarterback and you have targeted one, you better go get the quarterback because that changes everything.
It changes everything.
So if it costs you, you know, if you're sitting there at three, for argument's sake, and to go up to one, and it costs you the third overall pick, it costs you another first-round draft choice, and it costs you a second-round pick to go get your quarterback, and he ends up being the answer for the next 15 years, it's all worth it.
Right, that's worth it. But look at what the Jets did before. This is what I'm afraid of. They really had their foundation. We didn't know then when they had Darnold. When they got rid of Darnold and got Zach Wilson, and that really destroyed the foundation, and they've been rebuilding ever since. Because they promised Darnold they would get an offensive line.
Douglas told his parents, we're going to do everything we can to support Darnold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he never did.
Right.
And
Riley famously said about LeBron James, real intentions behind smiling faces.
Yeah. And that's really, I think the Jets can't recover since then. Because Darnold never had an offensive line. Zach Wilson comes in, and he was actually terrible. And now we're seeing what Sam Darnold's worth. Like, he has a decent line, and he's been playing great football ever since Minnesota going to Seattle now. And it hurts being a Jets fan.
But think about, Rich, think about the road and the time it took for Sam, right? The amount of time it took for him to develop. You know, Carolina, back up in San Francisco with the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan gets an opportunity in Minnesota after McCarthy tears up his knee during the course of training camp, steps in, obviously has that unbelievable year. People don't want to lean into it. Then obviously crashes and burns at the end of the year, hits the offseason in free agency, gets a contract that is very team-friendly in terms of its structure with the Seattle Seahawks this year, and has had a really good year, right? He's got talented players around him. Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been really, really good this year. From a production standpoint, he's probably been the best wide receiver in the National Football League. So, it's taken a while for Sam. Athletically inclined, one of the more gifted quarterbacks that has ever stepped foot on the field out at USC in Southern Cal. Penchant for turning the football over, and obviously does not react well, as most quarterbacks do, dealing with pressure, especially in his face. So, that's been Darnold. Were the Jets going to be patient enough to wait that kind? Did they do a great job of developing and building around him? And no, they didn't. And that's really kind of the learning curve that you get. It's one thing to draft the quarterback. Now the question is, what do you do to develop said quarterback? Right. And so, you look at Caleb Williams this year with the Chicago Bears, right? And even though Ben Johnson was not part of the coaching staff when they drafted him, well, they realized and said, okay, we've got a really talented quarterback, and whatever you feel about Caleb Williams, there's no doubt he's ridiculously talented. And his arm strength and his arm talent is off the charts. So they brought in an offensive mastermind in Ben Johnson, right? So and now we've seen what Williams, and wasn't great Saturday night against the Green Bay Packers, but was great when he needed to be. And that's
pass was incredible, though, by him.
Was incredible, right? So, they're just scratching the surface, they hope, of what Caleb Williams is now going to be in Chicago. So for the Jets here, the learning lesson is this is, okay, well, if I target the guy and I wholeheartedly believe that Mendoza out of Indiana is a franchise quarterback and is going to take my franchise to another level, no matter what I give up, it'll be worth it.
Right. I hope you just give him time. If they do go that way, give the kid time. Don't give up after one or two seasons when you fire a coach and a new one comes in, or a new GM, and do what Douglas did by just giving up on Darnold and not building around him. I hope the Jets, if they do get Mendoza, which, look at, we need a quarterback, but please let the kid learn.
Yeah,
build a team around him.
Well, that's true, right? And I heard, Willie and Jerry talking this morning, and they brought up Mahomes out there in Kansas City, and Mahomes sitting behind Alex Smith, but they had built that team around him, to where he could step in and be successful. Now, Mahomes is obviously ridiculously talented. Now, does that, can you have that scenario and situation time and time again in the National Football League? No, I think that's more of an outlier than anything else. I think teams that end up bringing in look and resemble similar teams like we've seen this year with the Tennessee Titans, like we see with the New York Giants, where you get the quarterback and then there are other significant issues within the team, whether it be the head coach or whether it be a talent perspective when you're looking at the roster. Let's head out to Waterbury, Connecticut. It's Jason. It's the fan. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, Mark, great to talk to you, man. I tell you, I love every time you're on, brother. You're great, man.
Ah, thanks, Jason. I appreciate it, man. I've been to Waterbury, Connecticut. No doubt, I've been to Waterbury, Connecticut for hockey. It's
fantastic. Yeah, you know what? I actually work in Stanford too. So, I don't want to say that. I know you live out there. But,
yeah, it's okay. I live in Stanford, Connecticut. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I'm actually close to you out there, so I always think about coming by. I would never want to do that, so. But I mean, it'd just be great to meet you. You're that great, Mike.
No, you want to hear a good story? Here's a funny story about someone knocking on my door when I first moved to Stamford, Connecticut. Right, and I think this was before Gregory was born. Right. It was like middle of the day. I forget it was. I was working, mostly nights here at FAN and obviously at SNY at the time. And, a lady knocks on the door and I was like, hey, I thought it was, someone dropping off a delivery or something like that. And she introduced herself. She's like, I'm a huge fan. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. Pleasure. This and that. And she's like, could you help me get in contact with Aaron Judge? And I was like, I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I've got a, you know, I've got an event coming up and it's for charity and this and that. I was like, well, and I think I put her in contact with somebody with the Yankees, but I was like, not really.
Well,
I don't think
relationship.
I can. Hold on a second. Let me pull them up on the old Rolodex and look on the phone. No, I'm sorry. I can't get you in touch with Aaron Judge, but I appreciate nice meeting you and I appreciate that you listen.
That's pretty awesome, man. What did you do in Waterbury when you were here?
Watched Might Hockey. I think it was. We were all over the place in Connecticut. You know, Norwalk, Waterbury,
awesome,
Ridgefield. I mean, all over the place in Connecticut.
I definitely understand that, bro. So Merry Christmas to you guys.
You as well.
Two things. Listen, first on the Jets. If the Jets would have hired McCarthy, him and Darnold would still be here, but that's how dysfunctional the Jets are. And then for the Mets, you know, in baseball, there's no cap. This is New York. You could spend any amount of money you want, any player. So the Mets are, you know, this small market GM always, you know, counting prospects and doing what he's always doing. First of all, you don't let great players leave the place. So when you got guys like Diaz and you got guys like Alonso, I don't care about Nimmo and McNeil. Those guys are expendable. They could leave. But you got to keep great players here, and there's no way you can lose Diaz, who's the best closer in baseball since Mariano Rivera, losing the $5 million. So that's an embarrassment. Number two, Bo Bichette's out there. Yeah, they could trade McNeil, Nimmo all they want to Texas, but you don't need to bring Simeon back when you could go out there and spend money on Bo Bichette. So this small market GM, he doesn't have an idea of me in a big market how to build a baseball team. All you have to do is spend money. You got Bellinger out there, and then last year you talk about with the starting rotation. When this team was going down drain last year during the trade, you know, before the trade deadline, this guy should have been on the phone. I don't care who he brought in here. I don't care what kind of starting pitcher you brought in here. You got six teams that make the playoffs in each league. This is New York. You go out there, and I don't care about prospects. You make deals for starting pitching. I don't care where it comes from. You saw what happened to Senga. He couldn't come back up here and pitch. This guy, Steve Cohen, he's got unlimited resources. How do you just sit on your hands and not make any
of
these
deals?
Well,
it's not done yet. I mean, Jason, I appreciate the passion. Yeah. It's just not done yet. I mean, and he's not finished. The product is not done. The roster is not complete. The Mets have not, and, you know, David Stearns has not stepped away from the operating table and said, you know, we're good and moving forward. I mean, that is it. So, I mean, if you're going to grade him now, you'd give him an incomplete. Because it's not done yet. Let's see exactly where it does land. And listen, I think the dream scenario is you take a guy that's got a modern-day MLB baseball view, however way you view that. And I think there's got to be a balance between the way that you use analytics, and I think you got to look at the eyeball scouting, everything that comes along with it. You can't take out the fact that, you know, the blood and flesh and the human beings are going out there and playing this game on a day-in, day-out basis. And there are some guys that can and some guys that can't, especially when the pressure is mounted and ramped up, right? You see it day-in and day-life. And especially you see it in professional sports. Guys either can go out there in basketball, make the free throws to go out there and win the game late, and guys all of a sudden, if they're good free throw shooters, all of a sudden feel the pressure of that late moment and can't go out there and do what they normally do when the pressure is not on them. So when you look at Stearns, I think the perfect scenario is you take his baseball acumen, his vision, and you've got the financial wherewithal of the richest singular owner in a Major League Baseball in Cohen, and you think it's going to equate to success. And listen, you know, Stearns might also be like, we don't need to spend like the Los Angeles Dodgers to win, and I'm going to show you. Franklin Park, New Jersey. Like I said, though, better be right. It's Jay. It's the Fan. What's going on, Jay?
Thanks so much for taking my call. It's like getting into Mike and the Mad Dog with you today. It's crazy. So I just want to say, first of all, at the end of the summer, I said I'd love to see Nimmo and McNeil gone to change up the core. I'm a huge Pete fan. I wanted to see them sign Pete. But I definitely agree with the idea of changing the core. Here's my issue with Stearns, and I haven't really heard people sort of voice it in this way. He's a smart guy. I get it. I believe that he actually is the kind of person who's going to set the franchise up for success. But the issue I see with him is that using whatever analytics he's using, he's determining what value to put on a player that's like a year and monetary value. And that's great. Like, I get it, except that he's unwilling to move past that. And the result of that is that other teams sign those players. So you could be as smart as you want, and say this player with this skill set who puts up these numbers is valued at this for me. But if you don't end up getting those players, all the other teams around you get better. And that's what's happening right now. That's my issue with what Stearns is doing. Granted, Bellinger and Tucker have not been signed. And if we get one of those guys at a minimum, like,
yeah,
that changes my mind a bit. I get that. But my issue is that we're seeing it. We're seeing he puts a number on Diaz.
Right, he's stuck in the mud. Right,
then,
he's stuck in the mud.
Yes.
Right. I get it. This is,
right?
You know, I'm putting this valuation on a player. That's it. If he's willing to come here, if not, c'est la vie. We're moving on without him.
And again, that's fine. Like, I agree with it in principle, but everybody else around you gets better because the Dodgers are willing to pay more for that and they get better. And the Orioles are willing to pay more for Pete and they get better. And we're sitting here trying to find the guys that fit into where Stearns values them while everybody else gets better around us. That's my issue.
Jay, it's a fair criticism. It's kind of ironic, just the way then you were going through that, Jay, that for years, Met fans, we used to complain about the lack of spending when it comes to Fred Wilpon, Jeff Wilpon, Saul Katz, right? Now
yep.
You've got an owner that's worth north of $22 billion, and now you got a president that maybe doesn't want to spend to that level. I mean, it's kind of like when you think about it,
no,
it's kind of ironic when now the Met fan is not frustrated with Cohen because I'm not saying Steve's not going to spend money. He's going to spend money. And, you know, he pushed back the other day on the Post story and got into it on social media because he does not want to be portrayed in that light. Like, he's not going to go out there and talk about cutting down. Like, they put in an extra tax in Major League Baseball because of the Steve Cohen tax. There was the fear of God from other MLB owners of him owning a team in Major League Baseball. So, like, he's going to spend. But I think when you look at the vision of Stearns here, I think it's a matter of, he's going to spend it in a certain way, and he's going to spend it on players that he's going to lean into. And I don't disagree with you, Jay, in terms of the assessment saying, if we can get a player at our number, we'll bring that player back. If not, we're okay with that player leaving.
And I think what Stearns needs, and we're all talking about this, I think Stearns needs to value the fact that we have the guy who will pay more. So now use all that acumen that you have, use that incredible brain you have, and then say, you know what, we need Edwin Diaz back. So you know what, we're going to add a fourth year because nobody else is, and we have an owner who can pay for that. And his issue is that he says he's not worth that, so we're not going to offer him the deal. And so I don't need to say it over and over again.
I don't disagree. And the Dodgers, regardless of, in the next 2 years, if they win back-to-back World Series, and then Diaz drops off not literally drops off a cliff, but, all of a sudden he's no longer an elite-level closer, they don't care. Ultimately, they went out, they just want to win. And they're willing to spend above and beyond to go out there and do it. Good call, Jay. Appreciate it.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's head out to Louisville, Kentucky. It's Don. It's the fan. What's going on, Donnie?
Hey, Mark. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Don, you as well. Can I ask you, I've been to the Derby a couple of times with my dad. Fantastic, right? In Louisville, great town. Is the correct pronunciation Louisville or Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a transplant here from Queens, so give me time to learn how to say it. I just got to tell you, Mark, you know, I feel, and a lot of other people feel, you should have your own show. You treat your callers with nothing but respect. You have a lot of sports wisdom. And, man, you're perfect for, like, a daytime show. And no, a lot of people feel that way.
I appreciate that, Donnie. Thank you so much.
All right. I've been a Met fan since 1964. Yeah, I'm old. And I've seen some really bad Met teams. Along the way, and I mean real bad, we never hated our team, never. We always showed up. We were loyal. But what's happened here in the last couple of weeks, letting Brandon go, okay, a trade's a trade. We got a has-been second baseman. But letting Pete walk out the door, man, you know, that's going to hurt for a while. But I want your opinion on something, Mark.
Yeah.
There was something going on in that clubhouse. We hear this, we hear that. They weren't getting along. Well, that's on Mendoza. If he can't control his clubhouse, he has to go. I'd like your opinion. What do you think was going on in that clubhouse?
I think losing stinks, Don. I think frustration grows. I think there were probably a myriad of different things. I don't think it was just one thing in particular. But I also, as I kicked off the program this morning, Don, and appreciate the compliment, thanks a lot for the call, I don't think that's why the Mets lost. But when a team's going through it and they're losing, you know, frustration builds. But I don't think every team that wins all of a sudden, there's this unbelievable chemistry factor. Like, I really don't. I think there are always going to be guys that don't necessarily get along, but I think it probably had run its course. I think, you know, people were probably a little bit perturbed. I would say this. I mean, you give a guy like Juan Soto $765 million. Then Soto bothered that Lindor didn't call him to welcome him to Queens. You know, Alonso going through the frustration of everybody and their mother getting paid and he didn't. It's a long MLB regular season. Think about when it gets started. Think about when it ends. And you're seeing those guys, and if you stay healthy the entire year, you're seeing those individuals on a day-in, day-out basis. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go along over the course of the year. You want to say that's an indictment of Mendoza not being able to rein everybody in? Okay. You can look at that, and you can say that. I also think, ultimately, the Mets failed last year not because – and he made some strange moves over the course of the year, not because of Mendoza's failure as a manager or his inability to bring that group together or manage egos and all those things. I just don't think the pitching was good enough. And pitching matters. I mean, it just does. Let's head out to Yonkers. It's Dennis. It's the fan. What's going on, Dennis?
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Dennis.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes, Dennis.
Yes. Okay, to flip over. By the way, I told you before that Stern's model is the Farhan Zaidi model. I don't think it works. It's not sustainable. Maybe Cohen's money changes the
I think that could change the equation. That could change it a little bit, and you get the best of all worlds.
It seems like he's empowered Stern's to do what he wants.
Yes, I would agree with you there.
That's the way it's going to go. Okay, let's talk about the Giants one more time and get the stupid stuff out of the way. The premise that has been proffered, and I know you've addressed it, that if the Giants get the first overall pick, let's trade Jackson Dart and take Francisco Mendoza.
Yeah.
Is the dumbest premise beyond tanking. That now usurps tanking as the dumbest presence in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
It must be got to be people looking for likes or clicks or desperate for calls on FAN in the middle of the night. Just awful. So
you've seen it, a number of people throw that out there. I think it's just asinine.
Yeah, like, bird in the hand.
I've got a known quantity. Now I'm going to all of a sudden move the known quantity.
Yeah.
And I have an understanding of what makes that individual tick for somebody that's unknown on this level. Okay.
And then I'm going to address
all other issues on my team.
Right. Yeah. Bird in the hands were two in the bush.
Right.
And if the Giants get the overall number one pick, there's no Giant fan that's adverse to trading with the Jets or anybody else if they get a haul. But the tanking part kills me because didn't we learn last year that the Giants beat the Colts, and thank God they did, because that would have ended up, Shane was making Google eyes at Cam Ward, and that he would have Cam Ward, and we wouldn't have Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart. And how, I've said this to you before, I don't know how Caleb Williams and Cam Ward were predetermined 1-1s, pardon me, the last 2 years. I just don't understand that. But, with Daniels, May, Dart, ranked, in my opinion, rated ahead of him. But that's the issue. Now, for the Dart thing, I know you've proffered this, so I'm going to push back a little bit. What you've seen the last couple of games with Dart is a compromised player, and I'm sure some of it is between his ears on should I go, should I stay, or should I go. His ability in that pocket to climb it, to extend it, is what makes him special. And you can't put him in bubble wrap. He'll figure out how to mitigate the hits. He's got to. NFL quarterbacks, you see it every week. Jordan Love last week. They get hit and they get hurt. And that's going to happen. I think Aikman barely budged from the pocket. And I think at last count, 8 concussions. So it's not about, and the one thing I don't hold against Kafka is calling read options. That's part of Dart's game. And it's going to be why he's going to be one of the better quarterbacks, I think, someday in the NFL.
Yeah, Dennis, I don't think you take that out of the game. It just can't happen what happened in the New England game. Listen, they still run Josh Allen up in Buffalo. When I was watching the game against the Browns this past weekend, they did, right? But Allen understands and gained an understanding of needing to get down. It's just taking the unnecessary contact. You're right. I think his vision, ability to climb the pocket, pocket presence, is A++ when you look at Jackson Dart. And you might say that, he's limited here. I didn't love the game plan that they had Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, but that's neither here nor there.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that was a part and parcel of just protecting him or the fact that didn't want him walking into Flores' defense kind of blind?
Probably more the latter than the former. And I think they went into that game even without Runyon, thinking that they're going to be able to run the football.
Then it's a sensible, that was a sensible game plan. Speaking of Kafka, I have one issue with Kafka. He may be a very competent OC, has some creative play calls, but I came across this and I couldn't understand how he got 8 interviews. Well, there are no often, and this is straight off the NFL statement. There are no black offensive coordinators in the NFL. One offensive coordinator, the Giants' Mike Kafka, is part Puerto Rican and attended the NFL's minority-focused acceleration program. He has shown himself not to be a competent head coach. So any thoughts of that at this point? And I do. I've watched every snap. I do deep dives. I can cite you chapter and verse. On where he has had terrible game and time management, and I'm assuming
Dennis,
he handled
the game. I don't know why he went the first angle, but I think Kafka is well respected around the National Football League. I think it was a long shot when he was named interim head coach, but I think the positives of making the decision when the Giants made the decision to move on from Brian Daboll is that they were going to get a look internally at a guy that they have a great amount of respect for. I mean, that's it. Now, if some of those games ended up in wins, we might be looking at and talking about Mike Kafka in a different scenario. But I don't think some of those in-game decisions, some of the game plans, I don't think he necessarily helped himself. I love the creativity that you've seen from him. But the Giants have to come to an assessment now of bringing in somebody, something I talked about in hour number one. It's one thing to draft the quarterback. Now you got to go out there and develop him. I do think the mindset, and you could understand emotionally from a Dart perspective, because he and Dabes were very, very close, right? And Dabes was a particular driving force, not the only voice in that organization that was in favor of Ole Miss, but you could understand from an emotional standpoint from Dart, who obviously had a great rapport with Lane Kiffin down in Ole Miss, that had the great rapport with Daboll, that all of a sudden Brian's no longer there, that it's a little bit of an emotional step back. Got to remember, human beings play the game, right? So do I necessarily think that's why you've seen a little bit of a stunt in his growth? No, I don't. I mean, I don't. But I think he's probably gone through it a little bit since that decision because of the bond that he had with the former Giants head coach. Tony in Wayne, New Jersey is up next in the family. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Moose, how are you? It's great to hear from you. My question, where do you think the Giants go for their next head coach? I personally think they go out. I would like to go out, bring Belichick in.
No.
And give him total control of the franchise. Let him hire whoever he wants if he doesn't want to coach.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening, Tony. I get it. I think Belichick's got great respect for the Giants. Speaks about the Giants in glowing terms. I don't think the New York Giants are going that way. I mentioned it yesterday. I mean, Belichick's operating like he's moving forward down in North Carolina, girlfriend and all. I mean, Bobby Petrino, who's had enough scandals in his coaching career as well, is now the new offensive coordinator down in North Carolina.
You don't think the thought of proving everyone wrong that he couldn't win without Brady and seeing that the Giants look
Tony,
like they have their quarterback?
I understand that. I think Belichick would like an opportunity again in the National Football League. I think he thought he was going to take the Atlanta Falcons job before their owner Arthur Blank got talked out of it by executives within the building, right? So I do think Bill Belichick would like another. I just don't think it's going to be with the Giants.
Okay.
Do I think it's ever going to happen? Probably not.
Are you in favor of a new first-time coordinator, or would you go back to the coaching tree of like Mike McCarthy type guy or Gruden?
I'd be interested to see if Harbaugh shakes free from Baltimore. That's who I'd be interested
in. Yeah, that would definitely be a if that happened,
and
I would jump on Harbaugh
asked,
in a
Tony,
heartbeat.
He's getting asked questions about his coaching future, and he's talking about the fact that and you could start to read the writing on the wall, right? The Ravens season hasn't gone the way that they anticipated going. You could probably make the argument that, you know, for this group, not necessarily for Lamar, but this, you know, the way that it's put together, this collection, this roster for the Baltimore Ravens, that the window is closed. They've been besieged by a number of injuries. Lamar dealing with a back injury knocked him out of the game Sunday night against the New England Patriots. That's the guy I'd be intrigued with. Like, if you tell me that John Harbaugh shakes free from the Baltimore Ravens, I'd be very, very intrigued if I'm Tish Marin, the New York Giants.
Yeah. All right, Moose, thanks for taking my call. Have a Merry Christmas, you and the family. It's always great hearing you, and I miss the exploits of hearing what your son's got into, the trouble they can get into.
Oh, every day, Tony. Every day. Every day's a battle. There's no doubt about it in the Malusis household. You know, I was telling Pete and Dove yesterday they were not exactly listening to mommy and daddy. And so, like, I raised my voice and they said, well, why did you yell? I said, well, you know, because you're not listening. And it's not like I'm asking them to do anything. I asked Gregory to go, like, do anything, like take out the trash or do anything like that. I'm just like, Gregory, can you brush your teeth? And he's like, one sec. Everyone just tells me one sec. My middle son, Paul, calls me bro all the time. The other, you know, then they tell me one sec. I'm like, well, Gregory, it's like a dragon has entered the room. Like, your breath reeks. I just want to tell you I'm your dad. I can say that, but, like, you need to brush your teeth. Like, and I don't feel like hearing, that it's going to cost me a couple $100 when we go to the dentist, when we go for a cleaning, that you got cavities. Like, please, just brush your teeth. It takes, like, all of 3 minutes. It's not that big of a commitment. Like, I'm not asking you to sit down and go out there and read Of Mice and Men. I mean, go out there and just brush your teeth. And then they say, fire at me. Well, are you... Do you yell when you're at work? I go, no, I don't yell when I'm at work. I'm like, why not? I go, because when I say something, people actually interact and listen. Not that I'm like in there stepping, like, we got to do it this way. We got to do it. No, I'm not like that. But, like, you know what? You go to work and it's like a different atmosphere. When you're going to, you're responsible. You're trying to raise good human beings. You're trying to really raise people that are going to be good people. Like, that's the one thing that Donna and I have talked about. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, we care. School's important. What you do athletically, all that. But be good people. Like, be good people. Look out for people. Be a good friend. Be a good brother. You know, but be good human beings, like be impactful in the society and do all those things. So that's what I'm trying to kind of, what we're all, my wife and I are trying to go out there and raise. But when you got a 12, 10, and 9-year old, unfortunately, they go from, you know, cute and cuddly to then all of a sudden thinking that they know it all. And it's like a blink of an eye. Like you can't, all of a sudden, you know, your words don't mean anything because they saw something on YouTube or one of their buddies said something at school. So it doesn't really factor at all. But I don't, you know, and all I asked is, you know, brush your hair. Don't look unkempt. Like, brush your teeth. It's really not all that much. Like, don't walk out of the house like you basically look like you just rolled out of bed. I'm not asking for much. Not asking for much. Clean yourself. 1140. Melissa's with you. It's a battle every single day. 888-808-1019.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A lot of Met baseball getting us going. Brian Baldinger will join us coming your way in the noon hour. Let's head out to Fort Lauderdale. It's Anthony. It's the fan. What's going on, Anthony?
How you doing, my friend? How you doing? Happy holidays to you.
You as well, Anthony. What's on your mind, bud?
Okay, I've been a Mets fan since 1970. Okay, I've watched a lot of good teams and bad teams, mostly bad, unfortunately. Okay, now what I want to say to you is this. Last year, what was the main culprit that sunk this team? Can you just answer that one question before I make my point?
Yeah, pitching.
Okay, very good. What have they done to address the pitching in this offseason?
Not much.
Not one starting pitcher has been added.
Nope. I mean, they addressed the bullpen, Devin Williams and Luke Weaver, but yes.
I'm talking about starting pitching.
Yeah, no, I know.
They couldn't go beyond four innings, five innings. What one pitcher have they brought in the offseason?
Yeah, they haven't. I understand, right? But some of the rhetoric, some of the anger, some of the hate. No, Anthony, you made the point. I got it. No, not one starter has been brought in. Fair point. And you are correct, sir. Not one starter has been brought in by the New York Mets. We're not done with the offseason yet. We haven't hit Christmas yet. We're not over. It's not over. Stearns is not done. He's gotten rid of a lot of longtime Mets. Guys that you've watched for a number of years, guys that were homegrown Mets, they're all gone. We'll see exactly what this team does look like when his masterpiece is complete.
Let me just make one more statement. I appreciate the patience. You're a class act. I am a little bit concerned, mostly genuinely concerned about the pitching. You know, pitching wins championships, okay? And I'm a little concerned that he hasn't brought anybody in yet. We're running a little bit late in the offseason now. It's almost Christmas. And these guys are going to start coming off the board. And what I'm worried about is he's not going to do anything. He's going to go in with this staff. If that happens, you're looking at a 60-win team, okay? And this is a big market. He's treating it like the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'm genuinely concerned about that. And I just want your comments on that, because if he doesn't bring anybody in, what is that going to do to this team?
Anthony, I think I don't think – do you think really David Stearns, under the pressure of working for Steve Cohen, is going to operate with the idea that, you know, they could bottom out and win 60 games in 2026? Like sometimes you got to look at it logically. You know, he understands the job that he got, grew up being a Met fan. Cohen waited for him to shake free from the Milwaukee Brewers. That is not in the Mets' future. Now, we might debate whether they win 85, 87, 90, 95 based on what this roster looks like after the offseason is complete. But the offseason is not done yet. Stearns gave it a run with the guys that were here when he got here, right? McNeil, Diaz, Nimmo, brought Alonso back on basically what was a one-year contract before Alonso opted out of the two-year deal, right? So he gave these guys another opportunity. They leaned into the success and the run that they had to the National League Championship Series. And he gave them, but after that team fell short, he was now given the credence to be able to do this as he sees fit. And we're not done yet. It's not complete. But I don't think really that's a viable option. Cohen understands the importance of winning. Cohen understands the importance of playing relevant games late in the season. You know, he called out the Met fan for not showing up the year before when they were playing relevant game. And the Met fan showed up in droves after Juan Soto signed for $765 million. Let's head out to Oceanside. It's Joe. It's the fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Moose. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning,
Joe. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, buddy.
Yesterday, I wanted to make a comment about the Mets. But yesterday, I heard you talking about the Pee Wee tournament that you're going to next year.
Yes, in February, Quebec, yes.
Yes, I took my son last year. He plays with the Islanders. He's 13 year now. You're going to love it up there. The whole town, I don't know if you're staying at the Frontenac or not, but the hotel is amazing. The town is amazing. Just make sure you guys take it all in and enjoy it, because it is the most unbelievable experience. And I still talk to it to this day. With all the parents, you know, talk about it with all the parents on my son's team. It's just amazing. So I hope you guys have a lot of
fun. Joe, how long were you up to? I can't wait. I've heard nothing but positive things. That the experience for the kids, for the parents, it's an unbelievable town. I've never been to Quebec. My dad has. It's an unbelievably beautiful city. Looking forward to, you know, that experience. And it's been, you know, you got to... You know, be with the right program, obviously, the right team, and be able to make it. And, you know, regardless of what the team does up there, you want to have a positive experience. It's great that you did. I've heard nothing but glowing reviews about it.
Yeah, you guys will have a great time. And, you know, do the ice fishing if you can. Do the dog sledding if you can. I don't know if your son is building with families. My son did, but so we didn't get to spend too much time with him, but just soak it in, enjoy it, and you know, yeah, hope your kid does well, and that's awesome. You know?
Yeah,
we were actually up at Sono this past weekend.
Oh, you were up at Sono this past weekend?
Yeah, a little 4-2 loss to the to MF, but
I would have seen you, Joe. Unfortunately, I was outside Princeton, New Jersey with Gregory, who plays for Mid Fairfield. So, but yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I'm at Norwalk. Nice. We're in Norwalk all the time. The Sono Ice House, no doubt about it. Love it.
Yep. Yeah, good spot. Anyway, about the Mets, I'll make it quick. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to fill the needs that they have. But from your mouth to God's ears, I hope they do something to start improving, because, I'm feeling a little nervous right now after last year. And you know, I don't know. That's all I say. But I don't know how they're going to fill the spots.
Well, Joe, here's the one thing you give Stern. Like, I don't think he's, you know, just like you put together, if you're an executive, right? Or if you're trying to, you know, sitting at home, you know, you put together the to-do list, you know, you put together a game plan. I don't think Stearns is operating here by, you know, by the seat of his pants. Like, I think he went into this with all the information that he gathered for the last 2 years and said, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to operate. And he's given himself a lot of work to do in an offseason. And we'll see what he does to get this team to have a representable product, a winning product, a playoff contending product in 2026. Elvis in Orange County. But I think there is, I think he's too smart to think that he's just doing this willy-nilly. He's got a game plan, and let's see if he can go out there and execute it. Elvis, Orange County. What's going on, Elvis?
I can give you a winning product, no problem. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it, Elvis.
All right, look. First of all, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the way they're operating right now, you think it has anything to do with the casinos that are going up and all the improvements around there?
I do not, no.
You think either the way. My wife thought so, but I don't really think so. Okay, now, if they're willing to spend money, Polanco, how many games do you ever play at first base? One, I think. He never plays first base. He should be your full-time DH. He's a switch hitter. Go get Bellinger, put him at first base. Go get Tucker, put him at left field, and go get Bader. And then you got a great defensive outfield, and you got a decent hitting team. That team could possibly make the playoffs. And you got to get a couple pitchers. What do you think?
What about if you have, what are you doing with Vientos?
That's the problem. That was going to be one of my other questions. What are you doing with Vientos and Beatty and Acuna? You think they'll still be on the team?
See, I haven't seen the level from Beatty and Acuna that I've seen from Vientos.
Right.
So if Vientos could get back to the player that he was a year and a half ago during that playoff run, or really second half of that season when he got called up and hit meaningful big home runs, had big hits against quality pitching.
Yep.
He was an absolute beast. Like, he looked like a young power-hitting star that the New York Mets had found, right? Last season looked nothing of the sort. If I'm able to get that guy back, then I've got a solution internally. But, that's not a certainty.
What do you think about what I said, though, about those players? Do you think that would be a decent playoff team?
Yeah, I do. I don't envision the Mets going out there and adding both of those guys.
I know. Either do I. I know what you're saying. But if they, you got to spend some money. I mean, what are we doing here? We got the richest owner. I mean, what is he playing games for? And you still got your minor league system. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Elvis, I get it. Sense. No, I understand. But like I said before, I think Cohen is willing to spend, but I think he's going to have Stearns bring that to the table for him. I don't think Steve Cohen's all of a sudden going to step on the toes of the guy that he brought in to run this organization as he sees fit. 11:55, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.